Brittany always impressed me with some of the skills that she had, and one of the times I was really impressed was that my dad had this really nice dining room set with like table, six chairs, big hutch that I actually grew up with as a kid, and he didn't want it anymore, and he asked if we wanted it, and we were like, heck yeah, because we didn't have any formal we had a formal dining room, but we had nothing in there. But problem is, he lives in Tampa, and of course we live in Seattle. So we decided, let's do this. Let's rent a truck, and you know, we price it out, and it'd be a little adventure, and we take a couple days to go across the country, and you know, we'd have fun with it. And so, you know, we you know, didn't really do any measurements, but we got like a full size truck, and my dad and I are both thinking, man, I mean, this is gonna like, we're thinking this is gonna end up like being stacked up, you know, a couple feet above the cab, and it's gonna be like tied down with a bunch of stuff, and it's gonna look really janky, and you know, because it's manly stuff to load the truck with the furniture. And my dad and I started, and it was not going well. I mean, think about chairs. I mean, chairs are really hard. I mean, they're wooden chairs, like you couldn't take apart, and two of them were captain's chairs with armrests on them on top of everything else, and we're struggling, and you know, Brittany's kind of watching us and just not saying anything. And finally, it's like, well, would you guys like me to, you know, to try this? I'm pretty good at packing stuff. And like, sure, because my dad and I were like, we're not, this is not happening. And it was just like, she just told us, she's like, give me this, give me that, put it over that over there, that, put that over there, and the truck bed. And I'm not seeing it, but I've learned just to listen to her advice and do what she says. And my God, she had that bed of that truck packed, and it was like 6 inches below the cab, and everything was in neat. And like, you know, she said she never played Tetris before, but I think if she played Tetris, she would have like still be playing, because the game just never has an end. And she just was amazing at like the spatial stuff and packing. It was quite impressive. And you know, that all that stuff not only fit in the truck, but made it, you know, the 3,000 miles across country with, you know, no damage to it. So I was impressed. I tip of my hat to her for that. My job was to tie down the tarp, which started flapping and coming off 5 miles into the journey. So I wasn't as impressive as she was with that.